If you walk down any commercial street in the Bay Area and go far enough, you'll find not only yoga studios, but signs for classes in yoga at schools, gyms, offices, even private homes. Yoga is big business. Yoga mats, yoga suits, yoga blocks, yoga bags, totes, straps, socks, towels, shoes, balance balls, and even balance cushions for kids. Of course, at least in America, it's also about spirituality, finding inner peace, taking your chakras to a higher level. This incompatible balance between materialism and non-materialism stands at the center of the very funny yoga play by Deepika Guha, now at San Francisco Playhouse, through April 20th. Joan is the new CEO of a company making yoga clothing, returning to her business career after what was apparently a nervous breakdown. Her predecessor had been forced to resign over sexual conduct, and it's Joan's job to get the company back on its feet, which she does with a new kind of spandex yoga pants. Still, she's having a hard time with the touchy-feely stuff, and that hard time becomes even harder when another scandal engulfs the company and she's forced to improvise with ideas that get wilder and wilder as she digs herself deeper and deeper. Bill English, artistic director of the San Francisco Playhouse and director of this production.
It's a very good commentary on the ways in which the New Age movement or the mindfulness movement collides with American capitalism. How the New Age movement can get co-opted by the forces of capitalism, which try to turn these laudable and, you know, spiritual impulses into money-making enterprises.
Susie Damolano, as Joan, has never been better as the woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Bobak Cyrus Bakhtiar is hysterical as Raj, one of the company's underlings, but then so is the entire cast, including Craig Marker as the company's president and Eilert Furstenberg in a variety of roles. Double takes, pratfalls, and reactions form the basis of a show that never stops you from laughing. The script is good, but the spaces between the script even better. The reason yoga play is so funny is because it's so recognizable. And as we've learned through the Trump years, the wall between reality and satire is not only not made of concrete, it's not even there at all. Yoga Play by Deepika Guha, directed by Bill English, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through April 20th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.